Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today is 28th, 2000. Today is April 28th, 2019. And we're going to, this is the Quran class, and we're going to be continuing tafsir Surah Al-Fatiha. Surah Al-Fatiha. It is the key of treasures. It is the key. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam called it. Actually, I don't know if the Prophet did that or not, but it is the key to the precious things. Just like you have a key for a lot of precious things. Precious things like what? Sarah? Precious things like what? Like, if I give you a room, and this room has treasure or diamond and rocks. Where's my eraser? Forgot it. Okay. Has treasures and rocks. And then I tell you, I'm going to put you into this room. For how long? For, let's say, 60 years. I want you to pick up as much diamond as you can. Or, instead of saying treasure, let's call it diamond. To make the example easier. So, I say, there are stones you will find in this room. Okay, so, Iman, you'll go to this room. You will find in this room diamond and rocks. I want you to collect as much diamond as you can. Because when you die and exit that room, the rocks you carry, okay, have no value. But the value only in the diamond. In this life, people deceive you and tell you rocks is better than diamond. Rocks is better than diamond. Diamond is like good deeds. Rocks are like bad deeds. So I say, take as much diamond as you can, and then instead you took what? Rocks. Is that smart?
No.
Do you believe it that we do that? We keep doing that? We keep collecting rocks, money, and we collect a lot of rocks and little diamond. The rocks has no value in the hereafter. The value is in the diamond.
Technically, neither have more value in the hereafter because you don't bring a diamond or a rock.
Then you didn't exist. This is a metaphor.
Diamonds are good deeds, rocks are bad deeds.
I know.
Yeah. So, you get this one? So, what is the key? The key of this door. The key for the next life door. What's the key? Next life. The key is the Surah Al-Fatiha. The key is Surah Al-Fatiha. That's why it preceded every surah. And it's repeated minimum 17 hours a day. That's why it's so important, because it opens the doors for the keys. It's a key that opens the doors for Jannah. Treasures of Jannah, good deeds. Unfortunately, people are more interested into carrying rocks than diamond. There are people who are smart. They carry rocks by as much as they need to live in this life. Okay? And then the rest of their load are what?
Diamond.
Good diamond. Can you collect diamond only? No, Allah doesn't want that. Allah knows that you can't, and He doesn't want you to collect only diamond. Allah saying, don't forget your share of the rocks. You want to enjoy life. Yeah, don't forget about that. You can enjoy life. But in a way that doesn't harm you, okay, or doesn't get you out of Jannah. Do you get the metaphor?
Yeah.
When you pair any surah, surah al-Fatiha, when you always pray, you say one surah and then you say surah al-Fatiha and then followed by one surah, right? When you do that, you're basically combining surah al-Fatiha with any surah. Surah al-Fatiha represents the most precious dua. It's all dua, by the way. It's all dua. Dua. So it represents the most precious dua, represents the all the dua that you need. So that's why it precedes every other surah and during the prayer. Prophet Muhammad is calling it also, or someone is calling, scholars are calling it, Ummul Kitab, the mother of the book. And then they call it Ummul Quran, the mother of Quran. And they say it, the most repeated verses, the most repeated verses, which is the, Allah called them in the Quran in verse chapter 15, verse 87. Allah called them the most repeated verses. And then Allah called, it was also called Alhamd, the praise to Allah. Okay? So all these are names of it. But names that explain. Okay. We said Bismillah Rahman Rahim. And we said Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, explained that. And then we explained why do you need to say Bismillah? And Alhamdulillah. We explained Alhamdulillah, we explained Rabb. We explained why the Alhamdulillah was repeated again. Did we reach to Malik Yawmiddin? Let me quiz you. Okay. Just a quick quiz. What happens if you do something without saying Bismillah?
It doesn't count.
Shaitan, it won't count. It won't count. Okay? Why? Because as a deed, you are drinking. If you don't say Bismillah and drink, you still can drink. And it will remove away your thirst, right? However, if you don't say Bismillah, it is not going to be a good deed for the Day of Judgment. If you say Bismillah, then it becomes a good deed for the Day of Judgment. Yes?
If you say Bismillah, it becomes a reward in this life and in the next life, and
all it's only a reward. MashaAllah. You're the best student in this class, by the way. Not a nerd, he's a smart boy.
I mean, nerd is actually not an offensive word. If someone calls you nerd, they're just saying that you are smarter than them. So it's a compliment.
Okay. Now, why Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim? Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Ayah 1, repeated again in Ayah 3. That's a quiz, because we covered this last time. Why Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim repeated again? Once at the beginning, Ayah 1, and then again, Ayah number 3. Why? Did you do the homework?
Yeah.
Okay, so do you remember the answer? Okay, I'll tell you the answer. Nobody knows the answer? I tell you the answer. Huh?
It gives us good news that we are slaves to Ar-Rahman and
Ar-Rahim. Yes.
We don't have to worry about slavery, abuse, and using all of that time to exist.
MashaAllah, can't be better than that. Better said, can't be better said than that. Good job. Good job. Now, what did we say about Malik? The word Malik, what's the meaning of Malik? Malik? Put away the phone. Malik?
King.
King and owner. Malik, king and owner. Yawm al-Din. What is Yawm al-Din?
Day of judgment.
The Day of Judgment. So, Alhamdulillah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, praise be to Allah, the Lord of the universe, the most compassionate, the most merciful, the King of the Day of Judgment. We said last time, Allah is Rabbul Alameen in this life I'm sorry. Allah is Malik Yawm al-Din. Allah is Malik in this life and Malik in the hereafter. So how come Allah is saying Malik Yawm al-Din? Does that mean on other the Yawm al-Din, he's not Malik? Huh? Yes. Huh? What does it mean? Does it mean that he's Malik only Yawm al-Din?
No.
No. It says that he's Malik what? Every, then why did he say every Malik Yawm al-Din if he is Malik in every, in all other times, yes?
Because on earth there's multiple kings, but then on the day of judgment, Allah is
another king. Takbir. Allah make in this life many kings. Compared to him, they are like nothing, but they are, Allah made them kings. So, but in the day of judgment, there will be no more kings. None, null, zero. No more kings, except Allah, the King of Kings. Okay. All right. So what is Yawm al-Din? Okay. Remember, each verse reminds us with... Can I borrow your book? Put it away from you so that you can benefit from that 30 minutes.
What?
It's just 30, less than 30 minutes left. So let's just learn something. Al-Fatiha, you read it every day. And it will not make sense to you unless you know the meaning. Okay. Yawm al-Din is the day of judgment. What is, remember, Surah Al-Fatiha reminds you with a lot of good things. That's why it represents, it's the mother of the book. It's the opening of the book, it's the mother of the book. So, it reminds you, Yawm al-Din. Malik Yawm al-Din. What is Yawm al-Din? Day of Judgment. By the way, Day of Judgment has so many days in Arabic. Names in Arabic. Al-Qari'ah, Al-Haqah, Yawm al-Din, Yawm al-Qiyamah, Yawm al-Ba'ath, Yawm al-Hash, Yawm al-Tanadi, Yawm al-Fath. All these are names to the Day of Judgment. So in your homework, I'll be asking you to list other names of judgment other than Yawm al-Qiyamah, or the Day of Judgment. To list the other names for the Day of Judgment, because it has more than one name. Okay. Now, it will scare us. Not scare, it's to make us feel fear of the Day of Judgment. By the way, who doesn't fear the Day of Judgment? I personally scared to death. How about you? I'm scared from the Day of Judgment, because it's going to be a very, 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 very rough day. And we are not angels. We have a lot of mistakes. We carry a lot of burden. And then when we meet Allah in the Day of Judgment, this burden is brought to us. Like the bad deeds in the grave come in a form of an angel. And this angel, actually not in the form of angel, they come in a form that you can deal with. Like you can see and touch. And then they say, I am your bad deeds. I am going to make sure that you receive no good day until the Day of Judgment. I'm going to make you the most miserable one until the Day of Judgment. I will lock you in a room. No holes, no windows for millenniums. Millenniums. You and me. Just, I want to make sure that you are miserable. Yes. Yes. Okay. If there is no Day of Judgment, life is going to be miserable on earth if there is no Day of Judgment. If people don't know that there is a Day of Judgment, or don't, nobody told people that there is a Day of Judgment, or they don't believe in the Day of Judgment, life is going to be miserable. Why? Okay. Listen to this, because a lot of people ask me questions about that, non-Muslims in particular. Okay. Here is, people will do good, it doesn't matter what. They will be doing good, whether they believe in the Day of Judgment or they don't believe in the Day of Judgment. Right? Atheists do good deeds. Like people who don't believe in God at all do good deeds. So those will always be good. And then there are people who are bad. They are always going to be bad. It doesn't matter what you do. They will always be bad. Okay? Believe in God, don't believe in God. They are always going to be bad. And in between, so this is always good, bad, and this is always always good. There is in between. There is a range in between. This range is those will do good deeds if they believe. They will do good deeds only if they believe. And among them also, so this side is bad. And this side is good. Good. Only if they believe. Believe is B-E-L-I-E. Okay. Bad. If they don't believe. Did anybody understand what I'm trying to explain here?
No.
Can you explain it with your own words? If you don't want, fine, we can ask someone else.
Alia.
Okay, Alia. So this is a question that I get from non-Muslims. Do you have to be a believer to do good deeds?
No.
No, you could be a believer, okay, and do good deeds as well. I'm sorry, you could be a non-believer and do good deeds. So there are people who are going to do good deeds regardless if they believe or not. There are bad people who's going to do bad even whether they believe or don't believe. And there between, there are people who are good only if they believe and bad only if they don't believe. You understand? So that's why the society that believes in Allah does more good than the society that doesn't believe in Allah. You understand? And be specific, believe in the Day of Judgment. The society that believes in the Day of Judgment has more good than the society which doesn't believe in the Day of Judgment. Why? Because of this. You know, if I don't believe in the Day of Judgment, I would be a different person. First of all, I will not waste my time, my Sunday morning, teaching a bunch of kids who are giving me a hard time. I'm doing this as a volunteer. I will not pray. I will drink wine, probably do marijuana.
Yeah, that's a drug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll put an earring in my mouth and another earring in my nose, even among a guy. Yes, because I am in this zone here. I am in this zone. If I don't believe, I'll do bad. If I believe, I do good.
Actually, would you do it?
Huh?
Would you actually do
it? Why not?
I mean, you never know.
Yes, and dye my hair.
Mohawk.
Yes, so that
people,
I get the attention of people. I stick out. What else? Okay, we said there are people, non-believers say, do you have to be a believer to do good deeds? And non-believers always do bad deeds? The answer is no. Why? There are people who are always doing good deeds, whether they believe or they don't. They always do good.
What the heck are you doing?
Okay. On the other hand...
I don't know, you're just counting your coins.
Yeah. Okay. On the other hand...
And there are bad. That's fine, you can count them.
What?
And there are bad people. There are bad people, it doesn't matter what. If they believe or don't believe, they're still bad. So these two are the same. However, between there is a category of people, they would be good only if they believe, they would be bad if they don't believe. And I belong to this category. I'm sacrificing my time, sacrificing my money, okay? Sacrificing precious time, precious money, and okay, for the sake of Allah. If there is no Allah, then I am not from those ones who are going to always do good regardless. I'm among this. And most of the many people, good portion of people, good chunk of people belong to this. They believe, they do good deeds. They don't believe, they become bad deeds.
What about the mohawk and dying your hair and all that?
Wow. I mean, like, it's not like you
can't
do it. It's just weird.
I'm just, yes, in Islam, you can't wear something that makes you stick out.
Oh.
We didn't talk about the rules of dressing.
If you're, like, at Coachella,
something
stick out.
Oh, my God.
Wait,
okay.
If you're wearing a jacket that's, like, high, like, in the rain.
No, I'm saying...
Don't wear something
that makes you flashy.
I dress flashy.
Is it 100% against Islam?
No. Islam? Okay, in Islam, you cannot wear a dress of other religions. So you cannot wear the dress of a nun. You cannot wear the dress of a priest. You cannot wear a cross. Then you can't wear something that makes you from, that's being known to belong to a certain religion. That's number one. Number two.
What are, like, the dress thingies of a woman with other women?
What?
Alone?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she doesn't have to. I mean, they do parties here for girls only. Girls come, you know, with all these, and they dance and they have fun. Right? And also they make a day where someone rich has a swimming pool in her home. She kicks out her husband and her kids, boy kids, and then the women come and swim together.
Oh, my mom had this tea party, just only women and girls, and
tea
that
party.
Was it was so fun. Like, I got to see
a tea party,
yes, and I got to see I got in my culture we call them aunties, and I got to see a bunch of them without scarves, and I've never seen them without scarves before.
Yes. See?
Yeah.
Right. The point that is that I'm trying to explain, if I don't believe in the Day of Judgment, I will not sacrifice anything. I would be me and me only and nobody except me.
Arrogant.
I mean,
not arrogant, but I will give nothing.
No nothing?
I will give nothing. And if I give, I expect something back.
So, kind of arrogant.
Not arrogant. Like, it's not about arrogant. I mean, what I intended is to say that I will not volunteer. I will not waste my Sunday morning. I will not pray 5 times a day. I will not waste my money in zakah. I will not, a lot of things that I will not do unless I believe in the Day of Judgment. And there are so many people. This is why, watch this. The society that believes will do more good deeds than the society that doesn't believe. Yes?
No, okay, yeah. Didn't you say that in Islam, you're not supposed to wear something that, like, makes you stick out? Doesn't, like, hijab make you stick out, like, a lot?
No, what I meant stick out, like, wearing something that gets your attention, gets body's attention, which is...
This gives attention. People stare at you thinking you're, like...
Yes, but hijab is classified by the religion as a requirement. So that's not a... makes you stick out like you wear red. You wear red with hijab. All of you is red, for example. You know, it's just not... you're going to get the attention of the people. But hijab, yes, it brings the attention of the people. Yes, it makes you stick out, but the good way. You stick out the good way, not the bad way. So you can stick out the good way, you can stick out the bad way. So don't do stick out that like. Okay. Okay. Iyyak Malik Yawm al-Din. So when you hear the Imam saying Yawm al-Din, then you know that Yawm al-Din is the day of judging. Then Iyyak Na'bud. It is you only that we worship. Monotheism. Only you that we worship. Iyyak Na'bud. It's only you that we worship. Iyyak Na'bud. It's only you that we worship. Iyyak Na'bud. It's only you who do worship. And this gives you, reminds you of a lot of things. Remind you that a false god will take advantage of you, will abuse you. Why? Because the one who is running or taking care, the custodian of this fake god, will always lie and tell you things to take advantage of you. Because that's why he's a clergy. They have the power. It's like, I speak in the name of Boo-Boo.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Where's Boo-Boo?
I speak in the name of Boo-Boo. Pay me money. Yes.
No, and he also did it.
Really? Class.
Yeah, we did this
class.
He did it this class, and he did it in the announcement for sure.
A Iyyaka Na'bud also makes a room in your heart. Allah made a room in your heart.
Oh no. Boy, can I tell the heart? Can you like erase that?
Room.
I don't know what that is.
Room.
Oh, he's not gonna erase it.
No, don't erase it.
For Allah. Allah created the room for himself in your heart. If Allah is in your heart, then he is going to guide you to do good deeds. And he's going to guide you to go on the right path. But what instead of Allah, what in your the room, instead of the room that is dedicated to Allah, instead of the room that dedicated to Allah, if you beat other than Allah, like, then okay. If you put other than Allah, then you allow this thing to take control of you instead of Allah. So you need to keep Allah always in this room. How? By the daily prayers, by making dua. You always do, you always thank Allah, and you always make sure that Allah is in your heart. Don't let him go. How do you let Allah go from your heart? If you do bad deeds.
I was right.
Okay. Now, worship is not only, we agree on that. We already passed that. We know for sure that good deeds are not only praying and fasting. Good deeds is also
smiling,
having a fun. Yeah. If you say Bismillah, and if you don't go excessive, like you don't spend the whole day playing video games, you don't. That's bad. That's an addiction. That's like addicting. Yeah. Also, it tells Allah that you give us the choice not to believe in you. You give us the choice not to pray to you. You give us this choice, but we are praying to you. And we are believing to you. Okay? Just to make sure I'm getting your attention. Okay. Iyyaka nasta'in, it is you that we seek your help. Now, you notice that at the beginning of Surah Al-Fatiha, it starts with the third person first. Okay?
That's so cute.
Okay.
Wait, you weren't counting at the
entire time? No, I was just talking for
this. Wow.
Hey, guys, it's recording, so I can tell your parents to listen to it. Okay. No, 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 don't insult anybody else.
He's been organizing this entire time. Instead of
no, I counted all of them.
Like, the values?
Yeah.
How many do you have?
I have values.
Okay, how much do you have?
I mean,
I have 22 cents.
Let's focus here in the class.
Also, he does have pennies.
I have $1.10.
إياك نستعين. What does it mean, إياك نستعين? It is you that we seek help from. You notice that at the beginning of the Surah Al-Fatiha, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Allah is the third person. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Allah is the third person. Maliki yawm al-Din, Allah is the third person. And then suddenly, Iyaka na'bud, which is the first person. So, why is it third person, third person, third person, and then flips into first person, second person? It is he, and then you. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we're talking about Allah, which is He. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, we talk about Allah, which is He. Maliki Yawm al-Din, we talk about Allah, which is
He.
Okay? Iyaka Na'bud, we're talking about you. So why? In English, that's a bad English, by the way. It's a bad English to keep switching from first person to third person. Keep back and forth. In Arabic, It is a language art. To use it, it's art. But if you use it the right way. So here, it means something. When you switch from he to you, because it is now, it is at the beginning, you are warming up. So you warm up by Allah being in the third person. By the time you reach this verse, you're already ready to go. Okay? Ready to go. And to full speed. Okay. Also, ihdina means guide us. There are how many kinds of guidance?
So many.
Just
one.
Just two. There is a guidance of knowledge. There is a guidance of knowledge. There is a guidance of what?
Knowledge.
And there is a guidance of following the knowledge. Do you know that there are people who know the truth, but they are not following it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. The circles that you showed us. All these people are failures except for the ones in the middle because
they know
the knowledge and they follow the knowledge.
So, having a correct knowledge, guidance means two things. One, having the correct knowledge. Two, apply the knowledge in your life. Do you know about people who have the correct knowledge, but they don't apply it?
Yeah.
Do you know that some people will, like for example, the ones who are trying to lose weight. The ones who try to lose weight, they have the one that wants to lose weight. Do they know if they have the correct knowledge?
Yeah, they know what to do. They know what to do and how to do it, but they don't actually do it.
Why?
Because they're lazy or they don't want to.
Exactly. So there are people who know the truth, but they don't follow it. Just like, for example, the ones who try to lose weight, but they can't. Because they can't follow the guidance of
really
losing
sense.
Weight.
It's not like they try to lose weight, but they can't. That doesn't really make sense.
They're not actually trying. Like, they're like, okay, I gotta lose weight because I'm really, really fat.
Or like they know they can lose weight, but they don't even try.
Yeah, that's why there are people who know the truth, but they don't follow the truth. Okay, how about ad-dallin? Are the people who don't have the truth to start with. So if you don't have the truth, then you can't follow the truth because you don't have it. So the first kind of knowledge is the one who have the truth.
You gave us a lecture about this.
Exactly.
No, after
yes.
About
these.
If they earn the good deeds, bad deeds.
And then, إِيَّاكَ
نَسْتَعِينَ
إِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ إِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ We need your help. We depend on everything. and we need your help. Without Allah's help, we will be different people. Because if Allah wants to help you, He will make things happen in a certain way that brings you guidance. Some people become guided. Like, I'll give an example. In Bosnia, before the war, no people went out of Bosnia to do Hajj. Bosnia, no one got out of Bosnia to make Hajj. Not even a single one. After Bosnia war, a lot of people go for Hajj. So what happened here? They went back to Islam. They said, people are killing us because of our religion. Then our religion must be important. And then they started. They were Muslims, Mickey Mouse Muslims. Mean that they don't. Muslims by name, but not by verb.
So who fought
the war? Serbians. Serbia fought Bosnia and they killed, massacred a lot of Muslims. Mass.
What does Mickey Mouse have to do with it? Like,
just kidding.
Right,
okay. All right. We continue, inshallah, next time. All right, thank you.